Dave Ryan Show's Group Therapy.
Aww. All right, let's get started with Group Therapy on KDWB. We could not get this person to be on the radio, and you're going to see why. They just didn't want to, you know, have anybody recognize their voice. And here we go. It might be last minute, but I'm hoping to get the opinion of the ladies on the morning show. I need an unfiltered female perspective. So, Jenny, this is going to be you. Fallon, this is going to be you. Here we go. My wife and I have two kids. Here comes the important stuff, okay? My wife and I have two kids, almost four and two, which is what we wanted. It's what we've always talked about. But recently, her best friend had a baby, and it's bringing up all these emotions from my wife. She has started to really ask about another baby. We love our kids. They're perfect. But it took a lot of work. Yep. Kids are a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
We like the idea of two kids if the world seems fit for families of four. Booths at restaurant, a normal-sized car, easier to travel, going on rides at Disney and Valley Fair. It's all in twos. You get on the wild thing. There's mom and dad in the back and the kids in the front.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. But I'm afraid we might have reached a point of no compromise. If we have more kids, I might be resentful. And if we don't, she may be resentful. I look forward to getting some independence back as they get older. But I know these girls are my wife's whole world, and she really doesn't miss having her own independence. How does a couple navigate a situation like this? Any input, as always, is incredibly appreciated. Thank you, Anonymous. Okay, they asked for the women's perspective on the show. They didn't say anything from me, so I'm going to stay out of this one unless I can't resist it. So what do you got, Fallon?
Well, I do think you should comment. Well, part of me says, well, and the confessions thing didn't just help, but like, I don't think you ever regret having an extra kid. Like, you still love them. You make space for five. You're still going to fit in a car. You're still going to fit in a booth. Disney rides become a little bit more awkward, but you're going there, what, you know, once every 3 years. So, and that's like, you're lucky because I went once in my whole childhood. So to me, it's kind of like I feel like you would be okay with it more than her always wondering, what if she had another one?
Oh, it's a good point. Yeah. So you will regret more what she'll regret more what she didn't do than you regretting what you did.
Yeah. Because it's not like something bad you're doing. But I totally get it. Like, I don't want another kid. And if Jake all of a sudden was like, I want one more, that would be so stressful. Because I'd be like, I don't want another kid.
What about the middle child syndrome? Is that a thing? I was the baby. I was like spoiled. I got away with everything because my mom and dad had relaxed their parenting style a lot.
Jenny's the middle child.
I don't really know what the middle child syndrome is. Besides, like, I think it says that they're the most emotional one, which is definitely true of my sisters.
It's more like ignored in a way. I mean, they just don't get the attention because there's the oldest, which is like the oldest.
The first baby.
And then there's the baby that always gets the extra attention. Donna was the middle. There were six of us and she was right in the middle. And I'll be honest with you, I don't remember mom and dad. It's sad. I don't remember mom and dad ever giving her much attention at all.
Yeah.
Because they just didn't have time.
But you also had six kids and Jenny has three. So that's a big difference.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever experienced being ignored. But I'm also the favorite, so that helps out.
And sometimes that's a thing. I mean, it really is. What would you tell this guy? It's a guy who says his wife wants to have another baby, their third baby.
Mm-hmm.
They got kids now that are 2 and 4, and they're getting older, so they're another 5 years, they're going to be, like, independent. You stick them in front of the TV, and they're good. You stick them in front of their phone, they can go up in the room and whatever. But if they have another one, then it's like, oh, they got to do the whole late night, sleepless night, bottles and diapers thing over again.
Yeah, I get the resentment that each of them could feel with each scenario. But honestly, I'm more on the side of them not having another one because they already have two children that they love and adore. And I think eventually his wife is going to realize that they already have an amazing family.
Mm-hmm.
So if he really doesn't want another child, then just focus on the family that you have. But I also know that I'm biased because I feel like I relate more to him.
Do you want kids, Jenny?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I do think I want them, but I don't actually want to birth children.
You don't
myself.
Want to do the physical, like, labor delivery thing?
No, and Andrew jokes that he wants six children, and I said he better start looking for surrogates then because it will not be coming from me.
He's looking, I saw him on Tinder.
Did you?
Yeah, he's good.
I don't think that's where you find a surrogate.
No, that's what I told him, but he wouldn't listen.
Yeah, that's weird.
One last thing. Nobody wanted my comment, but I saw my niece a week ago. Now, my niece is about 39. She's got four kids. She has three girls. Now, the boy is the oldest. Then she has three girls. The middle girl seemed to be the quietest, the one that got and asked for the least attention. The other two talked constantly. But the 7-year-old, she just kind of seemed like she was lost.
Have you met Jenny?
And no,
if her,
and I'm just,
if her sisters just, talk
but,
more.
But in all seriousness, yeah. I kind of felt bad that she was like the middle child and had that middle child kind of left out, kind of a syndrome.
People are agreeing with you, Dave. They said, yes, middle child syndrome is real. Middle child syndrome is 100% a thing. Someone else said, this just sounds like baby fever, in my opinion, and I'm a girl. And then someone said, I agree with you, Fallon. You won't regret having another child, but your wife 100% may regret not having another one. I personally have 3 and wouldn't change it.
They say, remember this one, it's not my thing. I read it somewhere. They said, in life, we regret the things more that we didn't do than the things that we did do.
Yeah.
So you might regret shoplifting lip gloss down at the Kmart. You regret it. But you'd more regret not marrying the person that you really wanted to marry.
Yeah.
Or you might regret not going into the military or whatever it is that you didn't do.
Here's another text. I think the middle child syndrome is deaf's true. My boyfriend is the middle child and his mom babies his younger siblings and idolizes his older brother and he's just there. Someone said, let her borrow the friend's baby for a night or two, and I bet she'll remember plenty of reasons not to have more.
Joe is on the phone. Joe, you were in a similar situation. We're talking with this group therapy. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Somebody wrote in and said, my wife and I got 2 kids, 2 and 4. She wants to have a third. I don't. We don't want to resent each other if we go the other way the other one wants us to go. Let's get some perspective. You're in the thick of this, right?
Correct.
Tell me what's going on.
So, my youngest now is a little over a year. I had a vasectomy, and because we were done with 2, had a vasectomy, and then in between that time period, we weren't as careful as we should have been, and so we got stuck with a third. My wife calls it the miracle baby, and she's just, you know, it's meant to be, and she was all about it, loves babies. I, on the other hand, was extremely resentful. I just, you know, it took probably up until about a month ago for me to finally get an attachment towards the newborn.
The one squawking in the background?
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that, yeah. But you do have that attachment now, right?
Yes, now I do. But it did take me a long time, and there was some hard time between me and my wife, just because I carried that resentment towards her and the baby.
What would you tell this person that wrote in? I mean, what would you say? They say, I don't want one, she wants one. What do you say?
I mean, yeah, it's a lot harder with 3. You know, the adding that extra one does make a big difference. Sure. But I definitely think my wife would be a lot more sad if we didn't have this one than I am. And I was able to overcome it, and I think it just was better for our relationship, because she got that third one.
I totally am. Totally makes sense. Joe, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. We're doing group therapy. Really quick to wrap things up here with some text messages. Basically, it's super simple context here of scenario. They're married. They've got 2 kids, 2 and 4 years old. One partner wants to have another kid. He's like, I don't want another kid. A lot of work.
Yeah.
Plus, the world is cut out for 4. Families of 4 get to sit in a booth easier. They get to sit in the like the wild thing, the roller coasters and Disney rides. 4 of us. I don't have 1 kid sitting in the back by herself. How sad is that?
Yeah, true.
So what would you say? A lot of people are saying, well, you know what? Go ahead and have the kid because you're going to regret not having the kid. You'll regret the things that you don't do.
Yeah. This one said kids are a 20-year decision, not an impulse. You can't undo that.
That's true.
Someone else said, as a middle child, I can say that it all depends on the parents. Mine did a great job of making things equal for us, and I never felt neglected or ignored. And someone said, is she missing the quote-unquote newness or caring for something? Would a new puppy or something that relies on someone else be middle ground? And this one's crazy to me. I actually messaged them back. They said, we have 2 kids. We never wanted a third, but we were like, all right, let's give our son a sibling, which I don't understand that because I already had one, but whatever. And so she said, a couple of months ago, we found out we are having twins.
No.
So they went from 2 to wanting maybe a third. Now they're having 4. I said, how are you feeling? And she said, still in shock. This one says, baby fever. Is the wife financially responsible? Does she work? 3 kids a day would be skyrocketing for like taking care of like kid, child
bet.
Care and stuff.
Like daycare, things like that. Yep. Yeah. Kids are expensive.
I had 3 children. I love them all, but he's right. It was really, really hard to add the third child. I think they should not have the third child.
There's no
child.
Definitive answer on this there one. There really is. And it's all going to be a matter of, you know, what you're going to be comfortable with. And it sounds like they're both comfortable with different things. So this group therapy, not solved today.
They just have to compromise. And I don't know how who gives in, but someone, of course, texted in happy wife, happy life. But you shouldn't have to go through life unhappy also.
Right,
you
right. Know? All right, you get a group therapy. Send it in to us to ryanshow@kdwb.com. We do one usually every Tuesday about 8 o'clock or so. But if you got an urgent one, you'd like, I need an answer on Friday morning at 7, we'll take care of you. Send it in to ryanshow@kdwb.com.